discussing halachos tefillin, and while this is perhaps too late for most of us who already have tefillin, Baruch Hashem, there is the poskim write that a person should, when he buys his tefillin, he has to be very careful who he's buying from. You don't just buy from any store owner, but you have to really buy from a sofer or someone who's selling who's a real yarei shamayim, because it's hard to you can't really check tefillin. It's hard to check tefillin. The ksav is underneath the batim to go ahead and really do an investigation. It's difficult, and therefore you have to go ahead and really buy from Yorei Shamayim, who are really trustworthy people. Little mistakes could really have a tremendous impact. For example, unlike a Sefer Torah, when it comes to tefillin, the ksav has to be written keseder. It has to be written in order. And if, for example, the sofer makes a mistake and he realizes afterwards he has to go back and fix, he's already finished, now he has to go back and fix, he can't do that. It's not like a Sefer Torah where there's a mistake, he can fix it, or if he skips one letter and he continues right now, he wants to just fill in that letter, so that would passel the entire ksav, and that requires a certain sofer that has a Yirah Shamayim in terms of writing the ksav, and therefore it's important to buy and have tefillin from a Yirah Shamayim. Does tefillin have to be checked? So this is a well-known halacha that when it comes to a mezuzah, the minhag is to check the mezuzah twice every 7 years. Is that true when it comes to tefillin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is found at the end of Simen Lamed Tes Halacha Yud, tefillin shehuchzeku bekashrus. If tefillin has a status, it's kosher, and you know it's kosher, now you've been wearing it for a number of years, there's a chazaka, and ain't tzrichim bedika. You don't have to go ahead and check it. It's not like mezuzah that you have to check twice every seven years. However, if for some reason your tefillin has been in disuse, and you're not wearing it on a daily basis, but it's been put on the side and you haven't really been with it for some time, im einan manichim el leprakim. You have, let's say, a second pair of tefillin. You're not wearing it every single day. You wear it on special occasions, then tzrichim bedika. When it's neglected, then you have to check it, the same as the mezuzah, but not so when it comes to tefillin that you're wearing on a regular basis. There's a chazaka that the tefillin is kosher unless you have reason to know otherwise. So, for example, if it's been left out in the car and there's very hot conditions, that could have an impact in the rain and what have you, so then it might be a different story. But in general, the chazaka is that it is kosher. The Mishnah Brura does comment that the tefillin, when you sweat a lot and the like, it could have an impact. And Mishnah Brura says, advises to check twice every 7 years. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in his Sefer Halicha Shlomo, says that was true during the time of the Mishnah Brura, because during the time of the Mishnah Brura, many people used to wear tefillin that was not as well made as our tefillin today. It was common to use what's called a leather from a behema daka, from a thinner kind of animal, smaller animal, where the leather was not as good, so therefore there was a lot more damage to tefillin. Today, most people, when they buy their tefillin, they use what's called behema gasa, thicker leather, and the tefillin is better made than it was in the past. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, as long as the tefillin is being used on a daily basis, you have no reason to believe that it's been passeled, so then you can assume it is kosher, subject to, again, if you have other factors that might indicate perhaps a psul has entered. There is the practice that Halacha says that you have to put on your tefillin on your left hand, on your yad smol. There's two reasons, there's two sources for that halacha brought down in the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin. One reason is because when the Torah writes V'hayu la'os al yadecha, the Torah writes the word yadecha in an unusual fashion. Not yud dalet chaf sofiz, but yud dalet chaf hey. And the Gemara has a drasha, yadcha chaf hey, yad keha, your weaker hand. So you put the tefillin on your weaker hand. You're a righty, you put the tefillin on the left hand. That's one drasha that the Gemara has. A second drasha that the Gemara has is the Torah writes uksharetem uksavtem. And there's a hekesh. How should you go ahead and tie your tefillin on your arm with the same hand that you fulfill uksavtem, that you write with? Therefore, if you write with your right hand, when you tie the tefillin on your arm, you'll tie it with your right hand. Therefore, you're going to be putting it on your left hand. So those are the two sources that you have for wearing tefillin on your left hand, either your weaker hand, yad keha, or uksharetem uksavtem. You tie it on the weaker hand. And that is, of course, quoted lahalach and Shulchan Aruch. And what would be the din, for example, if I do not have, I'm a righty, and I only have lefty tefillin, so can I be yotzei by putting it on the wrong hand? In other words, can I put it on my strong hand? So this is a din that is ma'akik, you're not yotzei. If you put the tefillin on the wrong hand, you will not be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin. Your bracha will be a bracha batala. The mitzvah of tefillin is on the weaker hand. Okay? So what do I do? So if I'm a righty who's now putting tefillin on my, with a lefty tefillin on my left hand, so what am I supposed to do? The halacha is that the knot is supposed to be pointing towards the heart. And the part that the strap goes through, that's called a ma'abarta, that's supposed to be towards the shoulder, lechatchil. If you're wearing, if for some reason you have to put on the opposite tefillin, so the poskim writes, what the Bi'ur Halacha says, is you should actually reverse the bias, flip it backwards, so that the knot will be facing the heart, and the ma'abarta will be facing down, and you'll tie it in that fashion. Did that come across clearly? You know, you'll flip the bias the wrong way, and you'll tie it in that fashion, and that way you'll put it on the proper hand, and even though it's flipped and it's awkward, it's uncomfortable, you will be yotze the mitzvah of tefillin in that case. What about those unusual people that write with one hand and they do everything else with the other hand? Have you, anyone in that category? Ma?
Brother.
Your brother. Writes with, he writes with his right hand, everything else he does with his left hand. So what's the halacha in such a case? So l'chora, that's going to be a nafkamina between the reasons that we have for putting it on the weaker hand. If the reason you put on the weaker hand is because the pasuk says, a hekesh, ukshartim, uksaftim, so what really matters, the most important criteria is ksiva. The hand that you write with, that's the hand that you tie with, and therefore if you write with your right hand, you'll put the tefillin on your left arm, even though you do everything else with your other hand. If the idea is yad keha, your weaker hand, so good, you write with your left hand, but everything else you do with your right hand, everything else you do with your left hand, so that means your right hand is your weaker hand, because everything else you do with the left hand, therefore you'll put the tefillin on the other, and that's a machlokes in the poskim. There's one other shita that says anytime you have dual use, you're one of these ambidextrous type of people, you always default to the rov, to what most of people do, and that is the yad smol. The poskim advise you, ask your local rabbi. This is one of those where there's a lot of different shitas on the matter. I think the most common shita, is if the hand that you write with is what is will determine what you are. And if you write with your right hand, you will put your tefillin on your left hand. Please sit for one more moment for a quick additional announcement.